see you got some mail this morning, Tom. Anything interesting?
What?
I said I couldn't help but notice that you got some mail this morning. Was there anything interesting?
No, not really. I mean, the usual.
There was one envelope that had a strange foreign stamp on it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But nothing interesting apart from a stamp, eh?
No, nothing interesting. Wasn't very interesting, no. Not at all, in fact. You've seen it all before, ain't you?
Done it all.
Yeah, I mean, fucking letterbox is full of it, isn't it? What do you want to do with it? I mean, just throw it out again, isn't it? I mean, you know, you can't fucking eat it, can you? If you could eat it, it'd be a whole different kettle of fish, wouldn't it? Then, I mean, it'd be worthwhile, wouldn't it?
But I can't really see them.
We ain't got to start using rice paper and vegetable dye, right?
Yeah.
Right. We can be meal artists. You know, you take a piece of rice paper and you can make a really nice multicoloured montage with a tin of soup.
Things like pizzas and stuff on it, eh?
Yeah, you can throw a couple of anchovies at it and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of drag them across the paper.
Yeah, and then you seal them in plastic, right?
Right.
And then you send them off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then if you don't break the chain, within 3 months, your place will look like the inside of Maxim's.
Who?
Maxim's, mate. It's, you never heard of fucking Maxim's?
I thought it was some kind of,
Even a Wogs has got a Maxim's, mate. In Peking, they got a fucking Maxim's, haven't they? Stone me, you and off a barbarian, ain't you? Never heard of Maxim's.
I've heard of it.
It's the only place to nosh, isn't it?
Calf.
Well, it's not the word they use, is it, really? Calf, no, they don't say calf.
Cafe, then, maybe.
They might, if they talk about it in a familiar fashion.
So, like members of the family, you mean?
Well, I mean, like the upper crust.
Is there any of them left?
Yeah, there's some of them left. You see them sometimes, Mr. Dry Up.
Mr. Blank Spot. Okay, now just relax. This is a chain letter, and don't break the chain, because you see, this letter was first posted by Lieutenant Guam from Syracuse in Guam, and he later became a millionaire and now owns his own Guam farm. But only because
he didn't break the chain.
Right on, Rodney. Now, Mr. Horace Morris, a bull worker from Taramalinas, was living in Asia Kent, I beg your pardon, now living in Asia Kent, was on the verge of ruin when he received this chain letter. He sent out 10 e-copies in 8 microseconds using the very last bytes of his access card. Within 3 months, his wife was pregnant, and an unknown relative had died, leaving him a brand new Infinite Access card.
And all that because he didn't break the chain.
Thank you again, Agatha. Siggy Meyerier, an impact plastic activator in some really obscure place in Germany, won 23 million marks on the national lottery. But he disappeared shortly before the handing over ceremony because...
You know why? He broke the chain.
Do not break this chain. Send out 10 e-copies of this communication in 8 microseconds starting from
now.